What's your favorite flavor of ice cream? The folks here know a lot about what we like and maybe don't like, and they are always trying out new flavors that may be a hit with our taste buds. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The Wells family began making ice cream here in Lamar's, Iowa in the 19-teens. The production facilities here continued to churn out more and more of the product over the years.
The town grew around that, and after that they needed to expand or wanted to expand because they knew they wanted to make more ice cream. So they built the South Ice Cream Plant, and then not long after that, the congressional bill was signed that we were named the ice cream capital of the world because more ice cream is produced here than anywhere else in the country, and that stands true today.
Beth Meyer at the Blue Bunny Visitor Center says that no matter the season, you'll probably find something ice cream related taking place in Lamar's.
The town has really embraced being the ice cream capital of the world. We have ice cream days every year. We celebrate ice cream for 4 days in June. And then we also, if you drive around town, we have ice cream cones, and every ice cream cone is decorated differently.
Today, Wells Blue Bunny also has a production facility in New York State and another near Las Vegas to help with the logistics of shipping ice cream to the end user in a timely fashion. Beth and I did this interview inside the visitor center, where you can choose from a lot of flavors for your own dish or cone, which leads many people to ask, what is the most popular flavor?
Salted caramel craze is probably what people choose the most. Bunny tracks is right up there, as well as super chunky cookie dough.
Beth says people can eat and learn about ice cream here, but one piece of the story people may not realize is that all of the milk used in the facility is sourced from within 75 miles of here. And many of those farmers help tell the story from farm to store shelf as well.
They give tours of the dairies and they teach the kids that come through here where the milk comes from that's making the ice cream.
With so many flavors to choose from, the Visitor Center is a hit of many a trip for visitor and local alike. Traveling the countryside in Lamar's, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.